All right, going to drop a quick edition of Tiny Biscuits on you here this morning, and thanks for joining me. Tom Callahan here with you at Callahan on Air on Twitter. Please give me a follow. Breaking news in the NHL today. Barry Trotz out as the head coach of the New York Islanders. We'll talk about it coming up next on Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. Thanks and welcome everybody to Tiny Biscuits. If you're new to the Tiny Biscuits series, they are the short, digestible podcast that I usually fly solo on. Try to keep them to about 5-7 minutes or so, and just get some news and notes out there when I can. So if you ever see something labeled Tiny Biscuits, that's what it is. Otherwise, it's longer form content. Mike Haynes and I, who co-hosts Talking Puck TV with me on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, he usually joins me for the longer ones. So, all right, let's get into it. Barry Trotz out as coach of the New York Islanders. I have a couple of reactions upon hearing this news. Number one, and those who know me know I'm pretty close to Barry Trotz from my time in Nashville calling games there. I love Barry Trotz. I'm a big believer in what he does and how he does it, how he treats people. I really like Trotz in a lot of ways. I can see also there are some things that probably came down within this Islanders room during the year that probably made the situation far more difficult than it needed to be. And I'm not just talking about, as if this wasn't enough, the fact that their arena was not ready and they had to start the year on a crazy extended road trip. The fact that they had multiple team, not even star player, but team bouts of COVID. Then they had long-term injuries to key players. And despite all of that, this Islanders team still made a playoff run at the end of the year. Now, ultimately, they flamed out. They couldn't quite get there. But can you imagine a full year of this? And I know there's been some grousing on the island about how the younger players maybe haven't advanced as quickly under Barry Trotz, and I can understand that. He is a guy who preaches defensive responsibility and 200-foot hockey. It's not going to be fire wagon under Barry Trotz. Even the Washington Capitals did not play that way when they won the Stanley Cup with him. They were responsible defensively. But look, it worked. They won. You look back at especially the early Nashville teams under Trotz were better than they had any right to be, because those Nashville teams, quite honestly, might have been better off with somebody else finishing low, drafting high, getting better players, building quicker. Now, Nashville's fine. They're an established franchise now. I mean, they've been around for 20-plus years. They're fine. I'm not worried about the Preds. I am a little worried about the Islanders. I look at this franchise, and, you know, Lou Lamoriello ultimately pulls the strings here. I don't think Zach Parise was the guy to bring in. And there are a couple other moves that you could look at and say, how did that really help the Islanders? Lou likes to load up on his veterans. He likes those veteran guys, which also, I think, stymies the development a lot of times of a younger player if you're bringing in a veteran to fill that role that a younger player should be spending time in. I'm not saying the leadership doesn't help, because it does. But again, I just kind of look at the way this team has been built. I have some questions there. I wonder if maybe behind the scenes, because this is a behind the scenes thing. If you were to do it just on paper, are you kidding me? You reach the conference finals 2 years in a row. Then you miss the playoffs 1 year in a year where I just listed everything that went wrong, and you're out. I don't understand that at all. I don't understand it. You're not going to find a way to convince me that this makes sense from that standpoint. So it has to be something internal. That said, as shocking as this news is that Barry Trotz is out, if he wants, and here's the other thing, Trotz has a year left on his contract, so you're paying him to go away. Which is another reason why I think it's internal. I think it's something that happened, and maybe there was a disagreement in the direction of the team with Trotz and Lamoriello, which is entirely possible. You know, maybe there's just some sort of, and it could be over a player, it could be over general building of the team, it could be over anything. But I feel like this is something, and what we won't know, but this is something that those are the reasons. I don't think this season's record is the reason. So now what for Barry Trotz? He can sit for a year if he wants, but as a lot of us find, in the sport of hockey and in life in general, if you're on the sidelines for a year, it's easy to forget about you. unless you take a prominent analyst role or something like that. And I as good as I think Trotz would be, because he can be unfailingly honest when breaking things down, I just don't know if that's his cup of tea. I really think, as we look at Barry Trotz, there are several landing points for him. Several teams that not only have a vacancy, I know Detroit is one of those you look at right away, but I don't know that Detroit's the place for him to go. I don't know if he wants to have the patience to build a Detroit. I think Trotz is a guy who goes into a team that needs a coach and is right on the doorstep of winning. Or maybe just needs that final kick in the pants. I look at, too, this is something. Don't discount teams that may be looking for a coach. If there's a first-round flameout, maybe that team goes looking for a coach. I'll mention a couple that are occurring off the top of my head. I'd be interested to see what would happen in Florida with Andrew Brunette, especially if they lose in the first round of the playoffs. This is a team, now look, Florida is not a battle-tested playoff team like the Washington Capitals. The Capitals are going at them, they're hitting them, they're knocking them off their game. I just don't think that the Panthers have that confidence that comes from having been there before. And as a result, on this Monday, they're going into a situation where at the end of the night, they could be down 3-1 in the series and facing the wall. If Florida loses this first-round series, I think Florida's got to take a look at Barry Trotz. Winnipeg is a situation where I don't know, although that's kind of as close to home as Barry Trotz could get, I suppose. So maybe there's some interest for him in a Winnipeg job if that's something that club wants to explore. But again, they have a goaltender. They have what some construe as a fractious locker room. Might not be the best situation. I feel like Trotz is a guy that you want to go in and try to, you know, close the deal. We still don't know what's going on with Bruce Boudreau in Vancouver, although it seems like he's kind of been in on some meetings with players going forward there, so I'd be curious to see how that's all going to pan itself out. A return to Nashville? Question mark. John Hines has gotten the Preds to do some things and move. Look, it would be the most popular move in the history of the franchise if they brought Trotz back. People there love him. Do I think Hines is the guy for Nashville? No. Do I think Trotz should go back to Nashville? No. I don't, actually. I don't think that that's a team that is constructed to make deep runs in the playoffs. I think if Barry Trotz, who, again, reminder, can sit for a year, is going to go into a situation. He's going to go into a situation where he has an immediate chance to make an impact and a run to the Stanley Cup. So I guess we're going to find out how it all goes in the long run. And it's not going to be an easy one, but it is a shocker. Barry Trotz out as coach of the New York Islanders today. Just wanted to get some quick thoughts out there. All right, that's it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. Please like, follow, and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube and on Twitch, Facebook Live. You can follow the page, the Talking Puck TV page, and jump on board with us. Also, if you ever miss the Sunday show, there is a live full replay of the show, 7 p.m. Eastern time on STNradio.com. All right, everybody. Tom Callahan, thanks for listening in. Follow me on Twitter @CallahanOnAir, and I will talk to you next time.